Marisol remembered that she had Rafi's little tin box and ran upstairs to see if there was anything in it. She closed her bedroom door and opened the box. Inside was a note with very neat handwriting that said, "See you tomorrow." Now Marisol knew for sure that something was going on. Who could have written that note? Who was he seeing, and when? She was determined to get to the bottom of it. Now she had to figure out a way to get the tin box back into Rafi's bag without him noticing. The next day, on the way to school, Marisol told Amelia about the clue she found in Rafi's bag. Marisol explained that she had no idea what was going on. "He's even washing the plastic containers that he brings his lunch in. Something is going on," Marisol said. Amelia agreed and suggested that maybe they should check up on him while he was at lunch. There was only one problem. The elementary kids ate at 11 o'clock and the girls ate later. They would need permission to get out of class in order to go down to the cafeteria. This time, it was Amelia who had the plan. They would each ask to go to the bathroom at 11:15 on the dot. They would meet each other in the bathroom and then go to the cafeteria together. The plan was very risky, but they had no choice if they wanted another clue about what Rafi was up to. "If Mr. Ham catches us, we're dead, so we have to be extra careful," Amelia added. Marisol remembered how she felt when Mr. Ham had caught them the last time. She had promised herself that the next time she saw him, it would be to talk about his trip to Mexico, not because she had been caught out of class again. The plan was complete. All the girls had to do was to wait until 11:15.